Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Raw.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
On this brilliant day, oh my goodness gracious, you know, we are jumping right in because there is so much to share. We are here with the August predictions, the revelations. We wanted to get these out right away. Now, before we go any further, let me give you the phone number to call in because I'm not even sure there's a line open, guys, but give it a try.
There will be soon.
Exactly, because after we say hi and goodbye, you could call in again. So write this down. 888-627-6008. And again, that's 888-627-6008. Sri, here we are. Let's jump in. We have so much to share. It's going to be August. We just finished that awesome full moon, that lunar eclipse. Mercury's retrograde. Mars is. Saturn is. It's a wild moment.
Well, everything is live and lively. You know, we live in a dynamic universe where energy is bubbling constantly. And the question is, what's bubbling for you? Because where you place your attention is going to affect the quality of your experience. And I'll tell you what's coming right now, ramping into August, is an increase in things that will capture your attention.
Now,
let me just say it coyly.
Oh, you're so coy. Oh, please, Sri. Isn't he not coy, guys? Okay, so Sri, giving that coy intro there, let's really dive into the fact that here we are, and if you're catching us live, it is right now, we're just at the tail end of July, it's the 29th, there is still a moment where if you give yourself the gift of navigating that river of consciousness, remember, July has been all about what? It's been all about navigating that river of consciousness that got wide available and very, very visible during the month of July, where everyone is kind of like navigating, am I going to pop or drop, right? Am I going to go anchor into ascension awareness? Am I going to hang out in spiritual activism or drop below that? And the crux of the energy was, forgive them, they know not what they do. Love them, they know not what they do. And it all begins with you. And well, and that's really where we're at. We're kind of at a you moment, guys.
Because the journey we've been co-creating thus far, especially as we moved into July, was one of truly lifting through the levels of consciousness. Now, we foundationalized ourselves at the beginning of the year with that, and it just kept on going month after month. And we're kind of at this point now where are we crossing the river of drama and a diversion? Are we crossing that river into a state of anchored peace, love, and joy, and living an ascended life? Or are we kind of turbulating and bouncing back?
Turbulating?
Yes.
No, wait, I got to stop you. What is a turbulation?
It's just what it sounds like.
Okay, all right. I don't know if you guys caught that, but I
is
sure did.
The turbulence of the energy causing you to bounce back.
I wasn't letting you get away with that.
Oh, there'll be more.
I don't know.
Because truly, we're at one of those moments where July, when you look back at July, it's going to seem a lot easier than it might seem at this moment, because as we move into August, there's going to be so much polarity and ego dancing going on.
Well, Sri, I've got to jump in because as you're talking about that, my mind or the vision that I was shown was the rainbow bridge energy that here we are right now again in a rainbow bridge moment, because we've all been, the whole planet has been navigating spiritual activism, dancing with these energies. We've been swimming through that moment of, am I going to lift? Remember the pyramid of self-ascension, the pyramid of spiritual awakening lifted off last month, you know, this month, July. It's been like this liftoff energy, but here we are. And as we stare at August, guys, and Sri and I are both kind of like teasing you with this, as we stare at August, what we know is happening is that it will be an adventure, and the adventure will be the one that you co-create with your ego. And this is massive.
Yes. Yeah, because we live in a paradoxical existence. You know, it's easy to just use the words, it's all an illusion, you know, and all of that kind of stuff. Yet that illusion that you are using to reflect back to you your life, that illusion is an important one.
Absolutely. It's the co-created blessing of who you are.
It was like we're in the cosmic film strip of learning. You know, remember in grade school, they would teach you things with movies or film strips back in
only
my day.
Only if you're as old as you, Sri.
All right, so let's kind of do metaphor. The movie that's going on outside of you is there to reflect back to you so that you can learn what is authentic and what is not.
Exactly. And July, and we've still got a couple days left. It was really important, beloved ones, this was all about love them. They know not what they do. And then did you gift yourself in the month of July with the 7-day spiritual cleanse that Sri and I, from our heart to yours, have offered as our gift? And if not, please, please, please try to still take that in. It's on our website. Just go to shreeandkara.com. It's right there on the homepage across from where we post our monthly video, and you'll see it. Forgiveness packet, 7-day spiritual cleanse. The reason we're sharing this, my beloveds, is because August is going to be very much like a war. You're going to feel the energy of the war, but the war energy is that which exists within you. And we have just posted, right before we went on the air today, our August predictions video got posted. It's up. It's at YouTube. Just go to YouTube and hit our channel, Official Sri and Kara, and it's right there. You can't miss it. So right after today's show, you're going to want to go check out the video. In addition to that, it's important that we really look at these retrogrades and how all of this energy is coming together. I mean, this is just, I mean, guys, all of you take a deep breath right now. And I know that all of our phone lines are full, so all of you can stop trying right now, but hold on to that number, 888-627-6008, because as soon as we start receiving callers, when we hang up with someone, that's when you can get back in the queue.
Well, you know, I want to just mention that we're in a unique moment right now because July is not done yet.
Yet August is really here.
August is here.
It's
but
here.
More importantly, this past week in July had some energetic events that have truly been, well, disconcerting in one way, or disturbing, meaning a dance, a pulse.
Yeah.
Because as we moved into this Mars retrograde, which has actually been there a little while, and then we moved into this full moon, and let's throw an eclipse on top of that.
Well, and then let's put Mercury in retrograde and Saturn.
There are many people in the last few days that have felt like something happened and it doesn't feel.
You're right. No, think about the past 10 days. It's really been like the past 10 days. We're at the 29th. It's been right around. This started right around the 19th-ish time. Mm-hmm. But think about yourself or people you know that have had like almost overwhelming experiences forcing you to really dig at the deepest recesses of your emotional self. In other words, things that normally wouldn't trigger you might have triggered you. You might have had experiences that you normally could navigate in a different way, but yet you just, for whatever reason, navigated them in the way you did. Now, first and foremost, and this is why we're saying, are you forgiving yourself? No matter what you've been navigating over the past 10 days, love yourself for being able to see it from the ascended perspective. And in addition to that, may your heart know that every single being is helping the other to awaken. And I think, Sri, this is why even people that are very aware and people that are living in their multidimensional anchorship have had a hard time holding that emotional body balance in the ascended realms. And it's because everybody had to clear. And the blessing is that full moon lunar eclipse, boy, oh boy, guys, I don't know about you, but the clearing was immense.
The clearing
was awesome.
Releasing that which no longer serves. And so often when stuff
in
arises,
the retrograde.
Yeah. When stuff comes up, you know, sometimes we just get a little irritable or feel funky or depressed or whatever it is because something is clearing. We might not be fully conscious of what that is. But that's something. Is content that has been hiding in the shadows of your psyche.
The shadow knows.
The shadow will reveal its secrets.
That's even older than me, but I know it.
And so as we move into August, there's truly more of this is going to show up because whenever we start having these moments of clearing, which is a release of that which no longer needs to be hidden, well, those that want to keep things under wrap create pressure within themselves.
I'm feeling pressure with you just talking about it.
And that pressure then accelerates the polarity on the planet. So it's one of those mixed blessings. On the one hand, there's a healing opportunity that's happening.
Right.
And on the other hand, for those who aren't ready to accept the healing, they're probably going to act out more.
Well, not only are they going to act out more, but the August energy, guys, August is an adventure. And that's the word we keep using. And here's the good news, because there really is good news. Okay. What happened is that in this energy of August, and again, even though it's July 29 when we're talking about this energy, it's here. It's really already here. That it really all got there ushered in with that full moon. But in the energy of August, it's all going to be about the mastery of the ego. It is the war of the ego. And, you know, I was giggling on our video, and hopefully you'll go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, and check out the August video, that if ever there was a month to begin reading the Bhagavad Gita, it's this month, because literally that book represents this month in miniature portion.
Well, the Bhagavad Gita describes an epic battle.
The battle of the mind. And it's not even the battle. You know, the battle is actually not even described till you get back into the Mahabharata, because the Bhagavad Gita is just a single chapter out of that epic tale. But what the Bhagavad Gita does is it's where the self and the divine meet on the battlefield and start having this conversation. And beloved ones, the reason that we're sharing this with you is, again, August is the adventure of the ego. And this is why we're opening up, spending so much time talking about July. And the other thing that we encourage you to do is go back to our website, sriandkira.com, get the forgiveness packet. It's still on the homepage, and we're going to leave it up all month. But also, if you have not already done it, read the first of our three-part series articles already posted up at sriandkira.com. Again, if you go to our homepage, you'll see the article posted. And this is the first in a series of ascended living and how to navigate this triple retrograde energy and the way the density is going to be presenting itself. Because if the ego is left unchecked, you could be in for a bumpy month. And it's important to pay attention to your mastery presence right now.
Well, one of the words in the title of that article is trigger.
Yeah.
And density triggers. And this is indeed the environment now that is becoming more pronounced. When we are in an outer world that is provoking us, that is challenging our values, challenging our compassion, triggering us in every which way, from social to financial, career, our self-identity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The outer world is so illusionary and so distorted that it can be challenging to find your way through it. And there's two key pieces here that we're sharing with you today and in our video. And one key is the energy of forgiveness. And that's the energy of releasing judgment.
Yes,
of
freeing
yourself to be at peace no matter what's going on. It's a nice attribute, is it not?
But only we can claim it for ourselves. You can forgive everybody else, but if you don't forgive yourself.
And this is the magic of it, that as we learn to let go, then we also move into the space of appreciating that we've done the best we can with our lives.
Yes.
And to be at peace with ourselves, to forgive ourselves for any perceived shortfalls. And so that energy is so useful as we enter the adventure of August.
Yeah.
Because in August now, then we have this outer world dance that's truly could be amusing.
Well, and could be, you know, the key, guys, we want you to really hear this, because we have so much to share. This is such big energy, is that because August is this war within that will be shown in every way, and because it is this adventure of the ego, there will literally be, you know, it's kind of like that old, you know, the devil and the angel on the shoulder. It's going to be a question of how do you navigate the ego? And, you know, Sri, I always defer to what you share because it's just so beautiful, is that the ego is our guide. The ego, and guys, remember, the ego is a construct of the third dimension. So the fact that the ego even tries to lead is like the illusion of the illusion. However, we all have to grow through that. So if the ego is just meant to be our guide, to tell us, hey, don't walk in front of that bus, or hey, you know, don't put your hand in the stove.
Keep you safe.
Exactly. If it's our safety net, then are we, as our divine beings, then wouldn't it be a loving act for us to make sure the ego knew it was safe? You know, here it's trying to keep us safe. And wouldn't it be a beautiful, benevolent act for us to say, hey, beloved ego, I got this. You can relax.
Well, and one of the things that that we remind folks, and I want to remind you right now, is the ego is a child.
Mm-hmm.
It's your inner child.
Mm-hmm.
This little girl, little boy is truly understands emotions, understands, you know, the physical touch and the body and what hurts and what doesn't. And so in this childlike psychology, it does try to grow up. However, its context is of the third dimension.
Right.
Its context is based on fear. Its context is based on anticipation. It doesn't stay in the now very well.
Well, and it also needs direction. And this is why our favorite antidote, and Sri, you know, I really credit you with this one, is imagine that your ego this month, just make your ego into whatever beautiful form of a being you would like. And then I want you to buy the coolest car seat. And I want you to get the one that you equip with all the goodies. Make sure it's got the little imitation steering
wheel.
And,
and
it's got all the little toys, and it's got a juice cup holder, and it's fun, and it's comfortable, and it's seated in a way where you can be in that fun little seat in the back of the car, gazing around and giggling and loving the view and loving the ride with nothing to worry about because all your needs are met. That right there is the gift you give your ego when you allow your soul to lead. And I want you to really take that in. The minute the mind allows the ego to relax, the fun begins, because the soul is infinitely patient, infinitely wise, and always has your best interest at heart.
Absolutely, because as we relax all of that chatter of the egoic excitement and allow the soul's wisdom to come forward, we have a database at our disposal, you know, a universal database on how to live. And how to understand. There's so much context in the soul. And the ego, on the other hand, can be a wonderful playmate. However, if you let it drive the car, you're never going to reach enlightenment.
Well, that's true. That's true, because what will happen is that the ego takes over at that. And this is, Sri, I think this is a really powerful message that you just brought forward, which is, remember that the energy of July was about the lifting of the pyramid. So if we remember that, and we're talking about the pyramid of spiritual awakening, and that for the first time ever, this kind of river of consciousness not only appeared or birthed, it got wide and it got very, very expansive, and it's filled with a myriad of different energies. And the purpose of this liftoff in July was to allow ourselves to really relax, release, almost laugh at all of the things the illusion tries to throw at us. And that's what navigating that river gifts us with, the gift of the witness, witnessing the witnesser. You know, it's really a very powerful energy.
When we're able to really relax and be in that space of, I feel content,
mm-hmm.
You know, I am loved, I'm secure, and I'm content. And from that space, as we relax our consciousness, we begin to witness the witnesser. And then as we really relax, we realize there's another witnesser.
Well, right. And in July, we had the opportunity to do that. And the reason that this is such a powerful, powerful, powerful gift, and one that demands anchoring. And I use the word demands with intentionality, because if you anchor that gift, what you will discover in August is the buoyant joy of that ego in the car seat having a good time and your soul guiding, which means incredible fun, abundance, mastery, solutions, clarity. I mean, there is a vast potential this month, and we're going to talk a lot more about this in the second half of the show, but there is a vast potential in this month to achieve your dreams, to set things in motion. It's actually, despite what anybody else may want to tell you, the triple retrograde kind of becomes the big positive. This is the month to really look at the rest of your year into next year. Whatever you put into motion, whatever you commit to this month, if you commit to it from the presence of your soul, letting that ego drive in the little imitation seat, not drive your life, then you're going to have a magnificent month. And as Sri mentioned earlier, this is two faces of the same coin. Exactly the opposite can happen if you drop in and let the ego take over.
Well, and so we learn through experience. We learn through differences and discernments. It's useful to have these pictures in your mind, to have these understandings as points of reference as you get into that boat and start navigating the river.
So, you know, let's start navigating these amazing callers. We've had the lines full since I think before we even got on the air today. Thank you for all of you that have been holding. And as soon as we hang up with someone, those of you waiting, try to call in.
So we're going to begin at line one, and we'll say hello to Sari from California.
First time to the show. Namaste, beloved one.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are delighted to connect with you, Angel. Hi.
Wow, I'm doing the happy dance. I would love a mini soul reading today. That would be great.
Well, I'm happy dancing with you. I feel like Snoopy. You know, I got my hands up in the air and my nose in the air. Woohoo! I see it. You are so precious. So, beloved Angel, the first thing I want to share with you is it's so funny. They said that spinning, and it's funny that you should say you were doing the happy dance because all around you is like dancing and motion, and there is this spinning energy around you right now. And it's almost like things have been spinning so fast that they got blurry. And what they're saying is sit still in the middle. And they're even showing me you literally, like literally sitting in the middle of a room, or the middle of a room, as close to the middle of your room as you can. And that you're sitting there in the middle, and they're saying from this moment in the silence, you will see the vision before you that you have been calling out for. And they're taking what looks to me to be like a huge, huge, huge palm frond, but it's fire. And they're waving it in front of you and saying, look, 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 the veil is lifted. The curtain is opened. You are ready. And so it is, my angel. I bow before your mastery. Many blessings.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. We are actually sitting in the middle of my closet. Oh, my God. Because this was the best reception we have in the house.
Well, we love you, Angel. Thank you. Many blessings.
Have a wonderful week.
Well, you were, right on everything. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Thank you for the blessing of your being. Namaste. Woo! All right.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's always fun to connect with these beautiful energies.
I know. We love you guys.
We're going to keep going.
You know, I got to say one thing, though.
Yeah.
I want to honor what Sari said, that they went to the middle of the closet because it was the best reception. I want everybody to pay attention to, when we pay attention to our intuition saying, you're going to get the best reception here, while in her case it was literal, it also said, I honor my intuition. I honor my guidance. How often do we all not honor our guidance for the best reception and then wonder why we're not clear?
Well, I can tell you from my experience, it's very easy to get into arguments with myself.
Which is why in August, it's the war of the ego.
Yeah, because the mind has one idea. Your friend has another idea.
Yep.
And your heart is leaning a third direction.
And we're getting out there early, guys, because now remember, a lot of you might have thought, hey, how come you guys weren't on Twin Flame Divine Fire this morning? Well, that was just one of those wonderful moments that the universe said, put out that e-card and do it this way. We are going to be on their show next Sunday. So again, we will be continuing the August predictions discussion on Twin Flame Divine Fire next Sunday. So make sure you tune into that as well.
But here we are right now with you, and we're going to go to the phone lines again.
Let's do it.
We're heading to line four, and we'll say hi to Odile from New Orleans.
Hey, beautiful Odile. Namaste.
I've been doing some really deep healing and some decisions I've made in the upcoming journey, and I'm wanting to support my clarity and my maturity forward, and wondering if you have anything for that.
Oh, well, thank you for asking, my angel. Well, you know, as you've been sharing, the first thing I want to mention is that I'm seeing you on this big cushion, and it's this really beautiful, comfortable cushion, and it's thick and it's cushy and it's round, by the way. And the universe is saying, be comforted. Keep yourself comfortable, that your physical body is actually still catching up with everything else that you've been doing, and that the more comfort you give your physical body, the faster and the easier the rest of this clarity will unfold for you. You know, they're saying, remember that the physical body is like a lie detector or a truth detector. And so comfort, specifically in the area of your first chakra. Now, that means it's important for you to bring your hands to your heart often. I trust myself. You know, in this moment, I trust myself. They're saying lots of issues around being really safe with you and knowing you're safe with you. So I'm not surprised you got through today, because that is the whole energy of August. And the last thing I want to share is that if you have not done the 7-day spiritual cleanse, the forgiveness packet, it would really serve you, because it would wipe away the final pieces, some of which are not even really revealing themselves. Like, you're not even really able to connect with them yet because they're so far hidden. But it's like, get on this really comfortable pillow, relax into the truth of you, and let it come forward. And so it is. I'm really grateful you got through today, my love. Many blessings.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Namaste. Whew, you know, that really, you know, Sri, one thing I just really am appreciating, that as with every Sunday, all of our callers really call forward in what's happening on the planet, you know, and where we're at, and especially as we're moving into this profound energy of August.
Well, those that are standing up, and what I mean by standing up is that are honoring their guidance, that are listening to their hearts, that are standing in their truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're like little lightning rods for the universe, because the divine energy is going, I see you.
I see you.
And here's some more.
Woo-hoo!
I want to activate you as much as you're ready for.
Absolutely.
And so, beloved listeners and callers, you have the opportunity to keep going.
Well, and you know, I want to talk a little bit more about August, because and for those of you that are on the lines, stay on. We will get to you, and a couple lines have now opened. For those of you that are trying to get in, you're welcome to try. When we look at August and what's coming in, you know, it's also important, guys, we have this triple retrograde energy, and I can't stress enough that this is a moment where it's very much going to be about the universal you or the density you. And this is an almost like an anchorship of what happened in July. Because again, in July, and we're still kind of at that bridge moment, right? We opened up talking about that. The Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, for the first time ever, that ascension awareness, ascension consciousness, it's kind of like it went lift off. It's like it unhooked and created this river. It didn't separate. It created this river of energy, or maybe what I call this river of opportunity.
Opportunities,
and
great.
It's exactly, and it's a big river. And in August, everything is going to come forward and invite you to be a part of that opportunity, aligned with the choice you have made as far as how you are anchoring your energy. And this is why Sri and I have been putting out as much material as we can to support the journey. Now, speaking of material to support the journey, Sri, I think we should actually share a little bit about what happened last Thursday night.
Well, I'll tell you what, last Thursday night was...
Which was July 26th.
Was an exciting moment. This was our first, you know, our premier broadcast of Soulmere Radio. Now, Soulmere Radio is Kira and I joined by Alan and Sandra, and you have two twin flame couples that are kind of magnifying the energy.
Oh, that's an understatement.
This is a mirror to a mirror to a mirror to a mirror. And we had such fun. The energy was palpable.
The station blew up. We literally had hundreds and hundreds of callers on hold, and it was just, we literally blew up the station. And this is a syndicated show, but you can grab us. Hey, Sri put up a small little website just so you can listen to that first show. So go check out soulmirrorradio.com. Again, that's just soulmirrorradio.com. Check out right as soon as you land. It's a teeny tiny little we're just getting started, guys, but the show is a hit and the listenership is off the charts. And so join us, and you can call in for your soul mirror reflection reading, very different than a soul reading like we're doing here. And you can email us your soul mirror experiences, and we'll be selecting soul mirror experiences to work with on the air and respond to. And you can send that to merely love at soulmirrorradio.com. Again, love at soulmirrorradio.com. So I wanted to celebrate that in this moment of, if you're in that energy and you launch it now, it is a mastery moment.
Well, there's so many lessons and opportunities, and we're certainly bubbling with the energy of these times. We're very committed to our listenership right here at Sri and Kira Live, and we—
You guys rock!
And yet we find ourselves expanding. There are so many people out there at different wavelengths, different places that are—
Well, plus this is a late night show. We can say stuff we don't say during the day. Anyway, you can catch us live Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
And we want you to know that there's a lot more to share about August.
So much, and a lot of callers standing by.
And we're going to take every call. We're going to bring some more information before your beautiful consciousness. But before we go there, it's time for a little station break. So stand by, get a cup of tea, stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Back, everybody. We are truly delighted to be with you live right now. And here we are at July 29th. The month of July is closing out. And as this energy of July kind of dissolves into the energy of August, we are in this transition phase right now where the energies of these alignments, these incredible retrogrades, Mars, Saturn, the Moon, and then we have a Mercury retrograde to boot, where these energies are creating a zone of influence that I know many of you are feeling. And that zone of influence is truly a magnificent opportunity. Consider for a moment, your life is important. And that the outer world you find yourself in is reflecting back to you the growth opportunities that will carry you to the next chapter. And so as we are living our lives during these times of seeming turbulence and Velcro, we're also in the grandest opportunity ever experienced.
You know, I'm just clapping. Well said, Sri. Well said, Sri. And guys, truly another reason why, please, please, please go to SriandKira.com right on the home page. Grab that 7-day spiritual cleanse, the forgiveness packet. Take advantage of that. Do it. And make sure you download and print the first of our 3-part series articles on how to really navigate the energies of these times. August is a big month because in many ways, you can find yourself almost doing battle with yourself or being freaked out by the world. You know, there's also between August 13 and 18, it's going to be a very intense, big intense moment. However, never has there existed a greater opportunity to honestly live and thrive through the energy of the yoga of self-ascension. And if you really go, well, I'm not really even sure I understand what that is. Hey, SriandKira.com, there's a tab right there when you arrive that says yoga of self-ascension. Just explore. Just 90% of everything at our website is 100% free. Give yourself the gift of giving you the freedom you deserve. Put that ego in the car seat, give it some toys and a juice box, let it enjoy the journey, let it be fun, because the irony is we're so afraid of letting go. And then once we let go, it gets so much easier.
Absolutely. And letting go in part has a lot to do with getting clear on who's driving the car.
Exactly. And you know, that, you know, Sri, I love that you say that because, all right, guys, using our car seat example. So you've got your ego in the car seat. You're driving. You're feeling great. What happens when the ego starts throwing a tantrum, right? What happens when it says, I don't want to be in this car seat. My juice box is empty. I don't like the view anymore. I want to drive. That's a profound moment because one of two things happens in that moment. You either really stay focused and ignore the tantrum, knowing a tantrum ignored will end, or you give into the tantrum, you take the ego out of the car seat, you put it in the front with you, even though you know it's illegal, even though you know it's going to get you in trouble, but because you just don't have the commitment for the spiritual tenacity to weather the trauma. The reality is, guys, there will always, always be an outburst.
It's always going to happen.
And as long as you're carrying a body, there is always going to be an outburst. The question is, how do you navigate it? And this is, I got to say again, Sri, you got to get the article, guys. It's part one of a three-part series. If you're getting this in the middle of the month, then you'll probably already see part two. But please go to SriandKara.com, get the forgiveness packet, get the article, and make sure you watch the video that we just posted at YouTube at Official Sri and Kara August Predictions.
Beautiful, beautiful. I tell you what, we have folks standing by.
So we have so many folks standing by. What a line five. There it is.
And we'll say hi to Allison from Oregon.
Namaste, beautiful Allison. Welcome.
Oh, namaste, you beautiful souls. Thank you so much for doing what you do and providing all the beautiful resources. Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm really aligned with the August energies because just this morning, last week I walked at the beach and went up a really steep dune and kind of hurt my knee. So this morning I was meditating. I said, you know, what's the purpose? Why did I do this to my knee? And it came loud and clear. My ego wants to slow me down. And I went, what? Thank you so much. I appreciate your concern, but I've got this.
Right on. Woohoo!
I know. So I just, you know, releasing some major property lately. I feel like August being a universal 1 month, I'm just ready for new beginnings, and I wanted to see if you had any insights or energy around that, please.
Well, thank you for the honor of asking, and I'm really enjoying your sharing. Thank you for sharing that with all of us. We're all sitting here going, yeah, we get it, Allison. Yeah, you know, honestly, when I look around this release, this is the month. August is going to be a really amazing month for you. There's a lot coming down this month, and it is all about release. And the most important thing is to consciously pay attention. When the ego wants to be in the front seat, lovingly put it back in its car seat. Maybe you have to make the car seat prettier and more accommodating, but the reality is you do have this. And this is a pivotal month for you. Actually, there's going to be a couple of big decisions that come in front of you, potentially some travel coming your way. Awesome. Enjoy and let yourself keep trusting you. Your knee was really a beautiful sacrificial lamb that will restore brilliantly as you harvest ever more of the gifts it gave you. So congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you. And I love you guys and miss you. And I'll see you soon.
We look forward to it. We love you too. Many blessings. Big hugs and kisses.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, beloved listeners, just take a smile and put paint it on your face because all is well.
It really is.
You know, every time we have something that goes on, there's a gift.
Yes, usually more than one. That's really the key is, do we even see them all? I mean, the good news is when you see even one, but when you see them all, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, I'm just smiling when Allison said, see you soon, because I feel that we'll see Allison soon as well. But I also want to say again, a big shout out to everybody. Our last visitor just left a week ago.
Yeah. Last week,
last Sunday.
You know,
right before our show.
We are pleased and delighted that we're able to receive residential guests at Tosa Blue Mountain here in beautiful Ecuador. And being in the Andes Mountains, living in pure, pristine energy and allowing oneself to just relax into the ascended frequencies.
Well, it's just been incredible.
Truth,
you know, and I have to say, Sri, thank you for investing in the Water Therapy Center for ourselves and our guests, because the fountain guys that the local indigenous people here built for us, they use the speaking rocks, as they call them. They're all rocks from our land. And there is literally an ancient alien skull formation in there. There are other wild formations in there. And as a matter of fact, the group that's coming, we have a Divine Illuminations retreat in September that it's not on our calendar anywhere because it filled up in 48 hours. So we took it off our calendar. But that'll be one of the processes, is actually communing with these ancient speaking rocks. And if you want to learn more about what we're doing down here at shriandkira.com, underneath the About or the Explore section, you'll see Tosa, Ecuador. Learn more about what's going on if you want to come down for a private trip. Or, guys, we are really excited. We have 6 spaces. We were able to open up a few extra spaces in December. We have 6 spaces. Learn about Remembering Atlantis. Just go to shriandkira.com on the homepage, click on it, read, get the PDF, and follow your heart, because the group that is coming together, I think so far we have people from almost every continent on the planet again, which is really quite amazing.
You know, back many years ago when I was avidly seeking, you know, information, stuff that I didn't get in college, stuff that I didn't get in my home when I grew up, and I was seeking energy information, I was seeking mystical information.
Right.
I would find that I would have to research that which I wanted to do.
Yeah.
What I've learned now is you go with the energy and the content will delight you.
That's so true.
It's like what the content that is going to be shared at the end of the year at this Remembering Atlantis event is fabulous content. However, what's even more impressive is the energetic upliftment that everyone receives for being in an ascended spiritual community.
Well, when you come together with spiritual family, magic happens, and it amplifies you when you go back. And so anyway, I just wanted to give a shout out to everyone and all of the beautiful emails we're getting from those of you that were here. We promise you this week we are responding to everyone, and thank you again. Now, I want to talk just a little bit more about this August energy and how to navigate it successfully. And before we do, I think part of that is welcoming in these amazing people that are on hold, Sri.
Well, we're going to head to line 2 and we're going to say hi to Crystal from DC.
Hey, Crystal, namaste, beloved angel.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me back again. Someone's excited.
Welcome.
Thank you. I was calling, I'm open and I'm feeling the energy. I'm really in line with the messages you all are saying, and I would like to get a free Whitney reading, and just, I'm open to whatever messages there are from spirit.
Oh, Crystal, thank you. Thank you for the honor of the connection with you in this moment, my love. You know, as you're speaking and as I'm connecting with you, all of the radiation is coming out of your heart. And I'm seeing your heart like 2 big wings. You know, imagine if you had wings and you wrapped them around yourself, you would see like those 2 wings wrapped around your heart. And what I'm hearing is open your wings and allow yourself to be fully seen. You've been hiding. You've been somewhat afraid. You haven't been collapsed, but you've been afraid to be really seen. And I just keep hearing that the world is ready for you. You are ready for the world. Unfurl your wings, fly higher, and be seen. And so it is, my love. Thank you for the blessing of seeing you today. You are truly an angel in form, and I am honored. Many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Blessings
you as well. Oh, thank you, my angel. Many, many blessings. Namaste. Whew, wow, Sri.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's always a delight because each caller that calls is revealing a sincerity.
Yeah.
Each caller that calls is giving all of you the gift of connecting with a true person.
In every single way. And I don't know about you, but I get this floaty, beautiful feeling because you're the best audience on the planet and you guys know it. And when we come together this way, there is an amplification there. And this is also a great way and a model of how to navigate August. Be with those who help you feel better. Join us every Sunday. Join us now every Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific time, soulmirrorradio.com. Join us as we come together in our miracle team. If you don't know about the miracle team, find out. As a matter of fact, our next miracle team ceremony is next Saturday.
Absolutely.
So shriandkira.com, learn about that. Give yourself the support to stay in the driver's seat and love the ego in its little backseat.
It's called the right relationship.
It is.
I'll tell you what, we're going to go back to the phone lines, heading to line 3, and we'll say hello to Donna from Colorado.
Namaste, Donna.
Namaste. Oh, thank you all. And I just want to say thank you again for just the extraordinary experience that I had at TOSA in July. It's bringing emotion up. My body's gone through some things since I've been back. And also I want to say to anybody that's on the fence about December, just get off. Just say yes. Just do it. You will not regret it. You just can't explain the gifts that you receive there with you both. So anyway, I just wondered if I could have a little mini soul reading of how do I integrate all this now, going forward, keeping in that energy that was there, bringing that here, and whatever else they want to tell me.
Well, beloved Donna, first and foremost, it is just such a gift and honor. I love that you got through today. It's like you were just here. So we're reaching out, we're hugging you, we're loving you. And I do want to share with you that the whole time you were sharing, there's this, it's funny, you're wearing this beautiful crown, on your head. It's like this ring of flowers, and it's all these beautiful little flowers, and they're so beautiful. And you're like, yes, don't you like my flowers? Don't you like my flowers? And you're showing them, and people are loving them. But on the inside, where people don't see, there's a little teeny tiny radio transmitter, and it's on the right side of the temple of your forehead on the inside of this crown, and it keeps tapping your brain saying, you'll never make it. You can't do this. It's a very old tape. And they're saying that all you need to do, and I'm doing this with you right now. Now, take your thumb and your, what is that? The pointer finger, the first
index,
finger?
Yeah, first finger.
Thumb and your first finger of your right hand. And anybody else that has this kind of like, I know everything is good and I want to integrate, but yet something keeps stopping me, you might want to do this with us. And we thank Donna for bringing this present to all of us. So thumb and index finger, touch, release, touch, release, touch, release, and take your other hand, your left hand, put it on your heart. If it's safe to do so, close your eyes, relax your breath, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. We're still touching that right thumb and there you go. And a little faster, and we're activating the energy. Then we're going to release, take that index finger, place it on the temple just above your right, on the right-hand side of the body, place it on the temple. And relax and feel an inner smile. Feel love, feel support, feel the beauty of all the most beautiful flowers you've ever seen, the joy of your best day as a child, the sun glorious, running through a field, being in the ocean, anything that brings you joy. And holding this posture right now, bring that energy up, feel it so big, it's almost like too big, too big, too big, too big, and bring it up, bring it up, bring it up, and let it come out that finger and pull the finger away and shake. Whoo! And they're saying, wow, do you feel that? Wow, that just took my breath away.
That's
I actually feel this. Wow. And so they're saying, keep doing this and you will ignite the integration that you seek, release that which is old and no longer needed, and see the blessing that is right in front of you. And thank you, my angel, for bringing this to all of us today. We love you so much. Many blessings.
I love you too. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Whew, namaste, beloved one. Wow, I'm still feeling that, Sri.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that, well, we wrote about this in the article about density triggers.
Get the article!
But there's a spin cycle that people often slip into when something happens in their world that triggers their wounded aspects, the shadow child. When that gets triggered, then a whole host of I'm not good enough, or
right,
you, somebody did something wrong, and blame, and all of that victim-y discomfort gets stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, how long are you going to dance with it?
Yeah, well, that's a great question.
Because it's not about figuring out who's right or who's wrong and who caused what and who did this. It's about stepping out of the mud puddle.
And seeing that However you got into that situation, all of the players are helping you. Once you can see that, they're all playing their part perfectly, whether they knew it or not, that's a whole other level of awareness. But the fact that you can see that is your mastery in motion, in action.
So we invite you to keep smiling, to keep laughing, and to this practice that just came forward was one way to help expel that doubting voice, that voice that interferes with you anchoring your joy.
Woo! And August is all about you commanding the light through the blessed mastery presence you are and igniting your life. Or you're going to witness, well, I should say you're going to witness others who are doing just the opposite. Each time you witness that, they are offering you an opportunity to anchor yourself in the other side.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's tell you what, we're going to say hi to more callers.
Let's
do
that.
All right. Line 5, and we'll say hello to Emily from Washington.
First time on the show. Namaste, Emily. Welcome, Angel.
Namaste. thank you so much. This is my first time listening to your radio show, and I'm really excited to be on. I've really been connecting with the energies in July, and I think the thing that's really been showing up for me is actually that I actually have such a strength with forgiveness, and I had forgotten that's something that just comes to me so naturally. So this month has really been a blessing in terms of shadow work, and I'm just beginning to deepen into self-trust. I think that was what I had been ignoring, and so I'm just really open to anything that you have to share.
Well, we're honored. And Emily, first and foremost, I want to share something with you. The fact that first time you're listening to our show live and that you got through on the air is in and of itself a miracle in motion. And so that's something to really pay attention to. And I'm reiterating that for you because as you were speaking, there was this circle of ascended masters, archangels, goddesses. It's like this beautiful, balanced, the word they want me to use is congregation of beings standing around you in a circle. And they're all smiling and saying, we told you. You know, it's like we've been calling to you. We've been reminding you. You've heard us. But yet all you needed was this one moment of affirmation to step back into the gift that you are. You've got all your pieces around you. Now it's about using them and doing it from the space where you trust that which brings you the greatest joy. You already know where you're going. You just need to stick out your foot and do it. And so, Emily, we love you. We honor you. And I bow before your mastery, my love. Many, many blessings. Thank you for the gift of meeting you today.
Oh, thank you so much. So much love and blessings to you both. Thank you.
And to you, my angel. Namaste.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, indeed.
Totally. As is every being, you know, we are so blessed that now twice a week we get to be live with everyone. And next week, guys, is kind of like a triple hitter because remember, next Sunday we'll also be on guests on Twin Flame Divine Fire next Sunday as well. So make sure you're on our newsletter list to get all the announcements, the e-cards, plus monthly energy updates.
It's important to recognize that you have choice. And what are you going to fill your consciousness with?
Absolutely.
Because what you focus on will enlarge.
And oh, yeah.
And if we continue to open up opportunities to be in spiritual community, to connect with those who are operating from sincerity and love, then it activates sincerity and love within ourselves. And so, beloveds, as you look out in the universe and you see the Velcro and the polarity and the triggers, well, take a breath and smile. Everyone's playing their part.
And you tuned in here today. And so there are things you can do. You are an empowered master and August is your opportunity. Now, you're going to want to tune in every single week this month because we have very special shows lined up for every Sunday in August. It's going to be a big month, an intense month. And remember, between the 13th and the 18th, it's going to get a little fuzzy, but you'll make it through just fine. You are the master. You are the one who is ready to take the next step.
And so as we just allow that to become our truth.
Woo, yeah, baby.
Bring a hand to your heart.
Or two.
or two. Let a big breath come in and smile. Because when we have a hand on our heart and when we smile, we're connected to a deeper level of truth.
Because in this moment, I trust myself. That's a nice, easy, quick way to get through August and make sure that ego stays in the jump seat, in the back seat, in the baby seat.
And until we have the joy of being with you live next Sunday, may you breathe deeply, trust, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.